The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names. In the Name of Allah, Lord of Earth and Heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. This is today's special you're listening to. Today is a special sad day for all Shia Muslims all around the world. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab, so accept our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world.
How can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain, no one's got, and no one will ever give.
Today, Monday, is the 15th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This episode is about status of Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her.
The first role of Zainab Salaam Alayha here is to inform people exact details. You look at the knowledge of Sayyidah Zainab, you look at the courage of Sayyidah Zainab, you look at the eloquence of Sayyidah Zainab, you look at the analysis of Sayyidah Zainab. Wallah, this is something that Allah had agreed with your grandfather the Prophet, that we face trouble, we face tragedy in order to serve Islam. Wallah, Allah will give power to people on this earth who will build graves over them, who will mark them one by one, who will tell people what they had done, and who will bring a generation of people who year after year will commemorate on Hussein, and who will make this place a visiting place.
A model of defiance against oppression and injustice, a woman of patience and endurance, Lady Zainab. There was no act of worship greater than continuing the rising of her brother, delivering fiery sermons in the path of Kufa in Syria, and awakening ignorant people who were deceived by poisonous propaganda of Yazid, son of Muawiyah, who martyred Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Her sermons created a movement in Kufa and Damascus which shook the basis of Yazid's kingdom, and even Yazid's son refused to replace his father as the king, and after a while quitted the government while disgracing the pressing dynasty of Umayyads. In her lifetime, Hazrat Zainab had endured immense pain from witnessing her loved ones martyred before her eyes, but she never objected to the destiny decreed upon her by Allah. The completeness of her submission is monumental. The grief she expressed was an outpouring of her incredible humanity. So on the demise anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, we offer our condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world.
After Karbala, they took the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Kufa. She stood with so much courage and she gave a speech. A man by the name of Hithyam al-Asadi, he narrates the following. In speaking about Lady Zainab alayhi salam, he states, "Lam ara wallahi khafiratan qat." Never in my life, by Allah, have I seen a lady who has more decency and shyness. Khafira in Arabic means haya, excessive haya, decency, shyness. Lam ara wallahi khafiratan qat wa antaqa minha ka'annaha tantiqu wa tufrighu ala lisani Ali alayhi salam. But at the same time, never have I seen someone so eloquent, so confident like her. It's as if Ali ibn Abi Talib was standing there and giving a speech. How did Lady Zainab alayhi salam combine between these two qualities? On the one hand, decency, haya and shyness. On the other hand, confidence, courage and eloquence. Lady Zainab teaches us that it is possible to combine between these two. On the one hand, be firm. Be confident with who you are. Be confident with your identity. At school, at work, be confident of who you are. Be confident of your religion. When others ask you about your faith and you say, I am a Muslim, say that with confidence, with pride and honor. And this is what we see from Lady Zainab alayhi salam. Such that she reminded people of the Lion of Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen. But at the same time, she was very modest. She had that haya, decency and shyness to her. And that's a beautiful example for our generations today, especially for our sisters.
When the hot sun set on Ashura, bodies lay scattered in Karbala, did they have no shame? Ahlul Bayt were slain. Zainab lamented to Fatima,
O dearest mother, ya Fatima, look what has happened in Karbala. Come back and save us, they have betrayed us. Zainab lamented to Fatima.
And eloquent lady. After the tragedy of Karbala, Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, and the other captives were brought to the palace of Ibn Ziyad. There, Lady Zainab disguised herself among other women. Once Ibn Ziyad noticed her, he asked, "Who is that disguised woman?" No one answered him. So he repeated his question. Then one of his servants replied, "She is Zainab, the daughter of Fatima, daughter of the Messenger of Allah." Ibn Ziyad recognized this honored lady and decided to express his joy of victory in front of the honorable daughter of Imam Ali. Ibn Ziyad rudely said, "Praise be to Allah who disgraced you and revealed your sayings as false." Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, immediately said, "Praise be to Allah who has honored us with his messenger and purified us from impurity. The one who is disgraced is certainly the libertine, and the one who lies is the lewd, and we are not such people. Praise be to Allah." Ibn Ziyad, who never expected to be talking to such a courageous woman, changed the subject and said, "How did you find the way Allah treated your brother and your family?" Lady Zainab, with a tone full of pride and power, indicating her faith and submission towards Allah, answered, "I saw nothing but beauty. They rushed towards their graves with honor. But now that Allah will judge between you and them, and He will call you to account, so be worried about the winner at that day." Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the sad occasion of Lady Zainab's demise.
نحو أخت ستمضي قتيلة عمتي فاحضني طفلتيك
عمتي السلام عليك عمتي السلام عليك.
At this time, we look at the role of Lady Zainab alayha salam. The ruin and confusion brought about by the army was so great that Lady Zainab, the daughter of Ali, peace be upon him, had great difficulty in gathering the orphan child, whom she had to appease and console till late midnight. Ali ibn al-Husayn says, "My aunt Zainab always performed her prayers standing, but on that day, intense grief and the extraordinary effort of guarding and consoling the children and the women had made her so tired that she performed her night prayers sitting, for she could stand only with great effort. Late after midnight, she sat facing the Qibla and raised her trembling hands with a voice that spoke of her grief and fatigue, and yet determination. Allahu Akbar. One can only guess the feelings of this great daughter of Ali when she spoke to Allah during those prayers."
This noble lady, this virtuous lady, has several titles. One title which is given to her by Al-Imam Al-Sajjad alayhi salam, after Zainab salamullahi alayha gave her sermon in Kufa. After the sermon, he told her, "Anti bihamdillah alima ghayr muallama," that you, by the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are a scholar, alima. What does ghayr muallama mean? You were not taught. What does that mean, you were not taught? Zainab salamullahi alayha never had to go to a school where she sit down and learn from a teacher. She learned from who? From the Ma'soom. The Ma'soom. She learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Fatima alayhi salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Hassan al-Hussein alayhi salam. She learned from the Ma'soomeen. When Imam Ali alayhi salam went to Kufa, some of the women in Kufa told their husbands to ask Imam Ali alayhi salam that Zainab would hold a Quran class to teach them. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked Zainab, "Would you mind teaching the women Quran?" She said, "If you give me the permission, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, then I don't mind. I can teach them." He said, "Of course, no. Permission is granted." And she started teaching the women in Kufa Quran. And one day, he heard her teaching the women about the letters Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad. After the class ended, he called her. He said, "My daughter, do you know what these letters stand for?" She said, "Teach me, my father." He says, "There is an interpretation for these letters. The first letter, Kaf, represents Karbala. Ha represents Halakul Itra, which means the killing of the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. They'll be killed. Ayn is referring to the thirst, Atash, of Imam al-Husayn, Atash al-Husayn. Kaf, Ha, Ya is referring to Yazid. Ayn is referring to the Atash, the thirst of Imam al-Husayn, and Sad to the patience, Sabr al-Husayn alayhi salam. And then he started to cry. He started to cry, salamullahi alayhi. She asked him, "Why are you crying, my father?" He told her, "My daughter, for what will happen to you and my son Abi Abdullah al-Husayn?" That brings pain to my heart.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was the end of this episode of today's special. That was about the status of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. Till another meeting, have a nice time. Fi amanillah. Keep us in your du'as.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
حيدار 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 يا حيدار، حيدار 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 يا حيدار، حيدار 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 يا حيدار،
حيدار 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 يا حيدار، حيدار 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 يا حيدار، حيدار 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 يا حيدار.
Food for thought.
Salam and condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Zainab, peace upon her, the granddaughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Let us reflect on her words when addressing Yazid in his court. The end of all the tyrants is terrible, and God knows the misguided and wrongdoers amongst you.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners because today marks the anniversary of the demise of the great sister of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, the Lady Zainab. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to convey our condolences to our listeners on this most grave and sad day. It's been narrated from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the fourth Imam, that he said the following, addressing his aunt, the Lady Zainab. He said,
"Ante bihamdillah alimatun ghayra muallama wa fahimatun ghayra mufahama."
This is a famous hadith, and the virtues which have been transmitted in the hadith regarding the Lady Zainab are, of course, not limited to this. Many beautiful hadiths have been transmitted regarding her great stature, and her stature is not limited to the fact that she was the sister of Imam Hussein, or the sister of Imam Hussein, or the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the aunt of an imam, and so on and so forth. Meaning her virtues are not, cannot be limited in scope to her being a relative of a great person. No, she was in herself a very great person, and that greatness doesn't also simply stem and emanate from the fact that It doesn't revolve around the events of Karbala and also the events and the occurrences which transpired after that. Rather, we can't, you know, limit her personality to, you know, these virtues that we see manifested in the, you know, in these events that surround the phenomenon of Karbala and the Battle of Ashura. Whether other virtues have also been transmitted regarding that great woman? One of these is, this has been reflected in this hadith which we read from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, addressing his aunt, he said, "You are, by the grace of God, a knowledgeable woman who was never taught." Meaning, what this implies is that the knowledge that she had, she didn't acquire it, you know, through formal learning, as we, you know, learn from, you know, and go to school and study and these kind of things. No, her knowledge was directly given to her from a divine source, either the Aima or God himself. This hasn't been alluded to in the hadith. وَفَهِمَّةٌ غَيْرَ مُفَهَّمَةٌ. You are a sagacious woman, a woman possessing understanding, but not one who has been helped by another person to acquire this level of understanding. Again, referring to the fact that her knowledge was a divine given knowledge, a divine gift which God gave her. Now, via the imams or, you know, directly. But in any case, it wasn't something. This is something very virtuous. It's something unparalleled amongst the non-infallibles. This is something very rare. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Zainab in the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here again, we are with you in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad Haider is here, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir, students of Xavier International School. So, we are here with you with another Quranic session. Welcome everyone, and inshallah today, our main topic will be Ayah 268 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 45. So, the same as our previous sessions, we will have a short explanation, a recitation of this ayah, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Alright?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Brothers ready?
Yes.
Alright. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB Radio, English Radio, please hold on your Qur'ans, ayah 268, page 45. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha'. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. Wallahu wasi'un 'alim.
All right, that was nice recitation, Fawad. Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, inshallah you will be repeating after me, alright? I will recite the ayah, make sure you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters also will, inshallah, recite and practice. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء
والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا
والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا
والله واسع عليم
والله واسع عليم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Allah bless you, inshallah. Allah Almighty in this ayah talks about, again, about infaq. Infaq, yes? Donation, okay? Charity. In the previous verses, Allah Almighty asked us to donate, yes? To give charity to the poor people in order to help them. In this ayah also, Allah Almighty talks about this infaq, about donation, but Allah Almighty warns us, okay? Warns us, informs us, okay, of a very important point. And that is that whenever someone wants to donate, Shaitan comes and tempts him and tells him, hey, come on, don't give your money away. You will need it tomorrow. Yes? You'll need it tomorrow. Or sometimes maybe you want to pay khums or pay zakat, okay? People want to pay zakat or khums. Shaitan comes to them, hey, come on, why do you want to give 1/5 of your money away? Keep it for yourself, tomorrow you're going to need it, right? And yeah, maybe you will think, oh yeah, he's right. If I give it to this person, what about myself? I can keep it, I can save it, I can save it in my bank account. So each year, if I save, for example, $100, so after like 10 years, 20 years, okay, I'll have a lot of money. So that can solve a lot of problems. Shaitan comes and tells you this. It seems like, yes, it's right. Yes, Shaitan is right. But in fact, there are some things, okay, some points that we should consider them, okay? Allah Almighty says, الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. Satan, Shaitan, frightens you of poverty. That if you give your money to charity, you will be a poor person tomorrow. Come on, be careful, okay? You should be smart. Don't give your money away. This is the temptation of Shaitan. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And also, what does Shaitan do? Shaitan prompts you or makes you, okay? Makes you commit sin. Commit what? Sin or bad actions, evil actions. فَحْشَاء, okay? But what does Allah Almighty do? وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. But Allah Almighty promises you His forgiveness and His grace and His blessings. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah Almighty is all bounteous and all knowing. He knows. Guys, about the temptation of Shaitan, 3-4 points I want to mention, okay? And that will be enough. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation. Don't think when Shaitan comes to you and tempts you, do not donate. Just tell yourself, come on. What if I don't get old? What if, for example, I do not live longer. So why do? What should I do with this money? What happens to this money if I save and I do not donate? Yes? And the other side, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, I think it's hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam or Imam Sadiq. I don't exactly remember. But the hadith is important. Imam alayhi salam says that the one who pays khums or zakat, okay, he shouldn't think like it's gonna make his income, his money less or decreases. Instead, it increases. But he should see it. All right? So don't think that temptations of shaitan are so kind of fact, okay? In fact, they are fake ones, okay? They are not right. Be careful, inshallah, okay? When you have the power to donate, donate. All right? May Allah accept you, accept from you, inshallah. So please refer to the Tafasir book, okay? Since we don't have much time, we'll go to the Tajweed rules, inshallah. All right, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمْ let's pay attention to the pronunciation of the letters. Some letters are important here. Ali Nasir, yes?
Yes.
Can you name the letters?
First one is letter Ta.
The letter Ta.
Then yes. Ayn.
Ayn is important. يَعِدُكُمْ. Great.
Then Qaf.
Uh-huh. فَقُرَ. Yes? Qaf.
Yes.
Which produces an echoing sound.
Yeah, qalqala.
Okay, yeah, qalqala. And the next letter, hamza, ya'murukum. Make sure you do not mispronounce it, like ayn, ya'murukum. If you say ya'murukum, it means it builds you, construct. I'mar, ta'mir, imarat. Yeah, these words.
Yeah.
It has such a meaning, okay? But ya'murukum, amr. Invites you or commands you, okay, or makes you do something. So يَأْمُرُكُمْ يَعِدُكُمْ يَأْمُرُكُمْ two different pronunciations. Next one.
Letter Ha.
Ha. مِنْهُ. Ha. If you say Ha, it has another meaning. مِنْهُ. Uh-huh.
Yes.
فَوَاد, next letter. ضَاد. Ha. Yeah, ضَاد. فَضْلَ. Great. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. That's all. The pronunciations are very easy if you practice, okay? So, طَا, yes, هَا, عَيْن, هَمْزَة, and ضَاد. So, these four or five letters are important in this ayah. The rest of them are easy. Now, the first rule, فَوَاد, why did I start with a sound? Ash-shaytan. I could say ish-shaytan or ush-shaytan because we have a hamzatul wasl. And hamzatul wasl can accept any harakat. It can have a fatha, kasra, dhamma. Why did I start with
ash-shaytan?
The third letter has a fatha? The third letter has a fatha. MashaAllah. Is that the rule? Of course it has a fatha, but is that the rule? Do we pay attention to the third letter? Uh-huh. Who knows?
Because the first letter is sun letter.
Oh, all right.
Or moon letter.
Good. Sheen is a sun letter, of course.
So when the Hamzatul Wasl is on the first of the ayah,
okay,
then it should take fatha.
You should put a fatha on the top?
Yeah.
All right. You're about to say it, but let me do it.
Completely.
What does Hussein say?
Sir, I thought Fahad is saying correct, but...
But it was not right, yes?
Yes.
So who is right? So we had, like, we had two groups of words.
Yeah.
Verbs, nouns. In verbs, we pay attention to the third letter. right? When the word is a verb. But when the word is not a verb, it's a noun, and it starts with alif and lam, or hamzatul wasl and lam, okay? Right? The definite article. So, we said the rule is that always and always and always, forever, wherever you see a word has alif and lam, hamzatul wasl and lam, or the definite article, you have to put a fatha on the top of hamzatul wasl and read. Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Right? These are the examples. Mm, yes. Allahu la ilaha. These are the examples. Alright?
Yeah.
So wherever you see an ayah starts with a word which has the definite article, right? The Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it. No kasra. Do not pay attention to the third letter. That's when the word is a verb. Okay, Fawad?
Okay, sir.
Yes. So, ash-shaytanu. Shaytanu. Since ta has a heavy sound, you should pay attention. Ash-shaytanu. Yes?
Yes.
Shaytan. Shay has an A sound, which means it is a mad lean.
Yeah.
Lean mad. Ya'idukumu al-faqra wa ya'murukum. Aha. There's another rule. Ya'murukum. Mim sakin. Plus ba.
Iqlab.
Ikhfa is right. Iqlab is when we have noon sakin plus ba. So meme sakin plus ba, fawad is right.
Ikhfa.
What? What do we have to do here?
Hide
the sound. Ikhfa. Ya'murukum bil fahsha'. The mad is wajib, right?
Yes.
Salah tells you, wasl is better than waqf. You can continue. It's better. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan idgham. Yes?
Yes.
Minhu wa fadla. Change the tanwin fatha to alif. And wallahu wasi'un alim. Wasi'un alim. Tanwin plus ayn. Idhar. Clearly pronounce the tanwin sound. That's all, okay? In this ayah, inshallah, I want you to really, really practice the tajweed rules. Recite them with tajweed. With important tajweed rules, okay? The ayah, inshallah. And for explanation, refer to the tafasir book. That's all. So, brothers and sisters, as you were listening, thank you so much for being with us. We really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. So, no questions? Thanks to IRIB English Radio. No questions, yes?
No, sir.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School for cooperations. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful in this part, says, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي. Strengthen my limbs in your service. Fortify my ribs in determination. وهب لي الجد في خشيتك. Bestow upon me earnestness in fear of you. والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك. And bestow upon me continuity in my being's joined to your service. حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين. So that I may move easily toward you in the battlefields of the foremost. وأسرع إليك في البارزين. And I will hurry to you among the prominent. وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين. That I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين. So that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وأخاف كما خافت الموقنين. So that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. And I will gather with the believers in your nearness. Brothers and sisters, in this part of the supplication, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the mystic and the righteous servant, sees all the doors of Allah's mercy open to him. He sees the acceptance of his supplication nearer. So he asks his most valuable and spiritual requests, which promote human to the peak of perfection and growth. He asks all these only from one, the Lord of the worlds. These requests are the sign of the supplicant's mysticism, deep knowledge, and comprehensive understanding. These requests are signs of recognition of the Almighty Allah. They are the signs of sincerity. Imam Ali alayhi salam asks Allah to strengthen his limbs in his service, that his sincere worship, as well as in serving Allah's believing servants, which is in fact serving him, if this spiritual power and divine strength is granted to the believing servant from the Almighty, he will find nothing sweeter than serving the Lord, and of course, serving his servants.
Service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you.
so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank, and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you, and urge eagerly to be near you, and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you, and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Now, to gain Allah's special blessings, the mystic servant should prepare the necessary grounds for it. There are some conditions for Allah's special blessings. There are some prerequisites that the servant has to observe, has to bring them. The first and foremost thing is to avoid the company of people with weak faith, the ones who do not try to strengthen their beliefs and thoughts. One should not accompany these people. The true servant of the Almighty Allah is the one who accompanies the favorite servants and divine scholars instead. The second condition is to avoid eating doubtful meals, let alone unlawful meals, in parties and in feasts of people with unlawful wealth. This is something that the person with its conscience can be aware. He has to purify his soul from the vices and extreme lust. He has to adorn the soul and qalb with virtues and divine realities. He has to avoid gluttony that is the cause of satanic states and hinderer of godly inspirations and knowledge. And the person has to avoid too much sleeping, which brings about dullness in worship and the death of humane spirit. All these conditions have to be met. They are the main constituents of getting close to achieving Almighty Allah's mercies. These are the conditions and prerequisites. Now, about the very first one, which is avoiding the company of people of weak faith and accompanying truthful servants, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, أوحش الوحشة قرين السوء. The worst fear is the fear of bad companies and friends. This tradition can be pretty well elaborated by what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, احذر مجالسة قرين السوء. Avoid accompanying an evil friend, فَإِنَّهُ يُهْلِكُ مُقَارِنَهُ, because such a friend abolishes his friend, وَيُرْدِي مُصَاحِبَهُ, because such a friend abolishes his friend physically and spiritually. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir.
Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
Join us in this journey. This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids? That is, from the very beginning of the birth.
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we are going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor Naqavi, in our previous episode, we said that parents, when sitting in front of their children, especially of opposite gender, they need to be very modest in terms of their clothing, especially. But you actually expanded this point. You said it's not just clothing, it's the way you walk, the way you talk, your tones, your everything should be very, very modest. Even if it's your mahrams, even if it's your children, or even if it's your parents who are from opposite gender, we gotta take care of modesty in each and everything. Well, there's one thing that parents often do in front of their children is that they make jokes. They talk everything casual, whatever they want to, because home is like home. They feel it's home, it's safe, it's free, and they try to be more casual. But is it important to take care of the conversations in front of your children?
Certainly. I mean, as far as the content goes, it should be, again, maintaining the respect and dignity of human beings themselves, those who are conversing, who are speaking, and also the person whom they are talking to. Of course. But that should not be, of course, at the expense of the casual way that you're mentioning. You can't have a discussion in the household just as you're having a discussion at the office. It's not going to be an office meeting, is it? It has to be casual. It has to be, it should be in a very lighter mode. It doesn't have to be some sort of meeting or discussion where you are just trying to